Hey everybody, thank you for listening to Keeping It Real with Caramel, as we say 100. I have Christine on the line. How you doing, love?
Hi, Caramel. Thanks for having me.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. So, we have a lot to talk about, you know. So, I was looking at your bio, and I see that you are a mom.
Yes, I am. I have my son just turned 7 and my daughter is 8.
And that is awesome. So how is it hard to be a mom and also be able to write, you know, novels and stuff like that? Do they get in the way, or you have your time, you're like, okay, mommy's writing, you go over here, and what do you do with 2 small kids?
Oh, no, I have no time. I work full-time, and they are constantly, I'm just their factive. So it's, mommy, I want this, I want that. And so, but fortunately, they also provide me with the material. So I write children's books. So basically, their reactions to things and the kindness and innocence of the things that they say inspires me. And I usually just take a notepad in my phone and jot it down, and then once everybody's asleep, I just kind of think about those things and think about a moral of the story and how to make it real, how to keep it real, basically.
I love it. I love it. So tell us about Teddy Loses His Ears.
Well, Teddy is, so I started fostering cats to help out with the Heart and Soul Rescue Organization. They rescue cats from the central part of Canada where it's really very cold, and a lot of them are homeless or abused or neglected animals, and they bring them out, they chuck them out to the west coast of Canada where the climate is better, and they need people to, you know, offer to give the pets a home until they can adopt them into their forever families. And in order for these pets to get on the transport, they need to have someone who has opened their home to them. And on the intake website, nobody was really volunteering to help out this cat in particular. And I think it's because he looked really angry without ears, right?
Right.
he just looked like a pissed off cat. And so I said to the kids, look at this cat. Nobody wants him. Should we give him a home just temporarily? And they're like, yeah, I don't think he looks mean. I think he looks sweet. Let's give him a chance. So we volunteered to foster him. And then he turned out to be the best cat ever, and we decided to keep him. So he's coming up to his one-year adoption date with us, and he's just inspired so many stories.
Oh, my God. I love cats, too. I have a Chloe, okay? And it's just like, people doesn't like, I, sometimes when people don't like, you know how people's like, I don't like animals or whatever. So I feel
the
like
the weird people. Those are strange people. They don't like animals.
Well, you know, and I'm not going to speak on that, but what I will say is that I love my cat. Like, she has her own like personality, right? And
oh, yeah.
Sometimes, like, she looks at me sometimes like she knows exactly, like, how I'm feeling or what I'm doing, you know what I mean? And then when I'm sad, she would just come over there with me and just rub me, and I'm like, you feel what I'm feeling right now, you know? It is crazy to me.
I believe it. I feel like they just look into your soul, and they know when you need just that unconditional love, and they're always supportive and by your side.
Yeah. So how many cats do you have?
Oh, just the one. Teddy is a one-cat house. We are going to be picking up a litter of kittens next week over Easter, so we'll see how he does with that. The house is going to be a little bit bonkers for a while, but the kittens usually get adopted really quickly, so this is just a trial period, because otherwise he's very much a one-cat house. Because we have neighbor cats that come around and want to say hi, and he wants nothing to do with them.
That's how my cat is. That's Chloe. Chloe's like, look, I'm not going outside. I'm going to look outside and look at you, but I'm not going out there, okay? Like, my home is inside the house.
Cats like to be comfortable, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So my question is, how are the kids reacting to Teddy? Like, do they love Teddy? Do they take care of Teddy?
Oh, they do. Yeah, they ask me if they can feed Teddy, and then I give them 25 cents or something if they step up and do some chores. And they're always letting Teddy in and out of the house. So Teddy will knock on the door when she wants inside, or knock on the door when he wants outside. So they're very good at helping. And Teddy is just so cuddly and lovable. And they're always just like, oh, he's so cute. Look at him. He just eats it up. Yeah.
So
awesome.
So what did Teddy bring to your family?
Oh, just love, and he just makes the family complete, and I love it because he's a lap cat. So he's almost like a dog for me. I'm definitely his owner, and he follows me around the house. So he sleeps with me every night, and when I get up, he, you know, watches me in the shower, follows me to the bathroom, follows me downstairs. He's very polite. And, you know, the kids are just happy to have an animal in the house because they were always bugging me for pets. And I got them, you know, fish, and they got really bored of that. And we got a little cage of mice, and, you know, they were fun for like an hour, and then they really didn't want to play with them anymore. So we've hatched chicken eggs. We've done all sorts of stuff, but... This is what they really wanted, something they can pet and hold and cuddle with, so.
Well, most definitely. I mean, what is a fish going to do, Christine? Like, a fish is
going to... It just bought me time, and I thought it would teach them a little bit of responsibility, but...
Oh, then it sees the fish swimming in the bowl. They're like, okay, this is boring. I know he's going to hide. After he hides, he's going to come back, eat this food, and go right back in and hide again, you know?
Yeah, it was something exciting at the time, and I hope that they would stay happier with it longer than they did. But the thing is, it always turns out to be more work for mom. That's why I didn't want to get a dog or a cat or anything, because I already had two little kids to keep alive, so...
Right. Understandable. So when you was growing up, do you have any animals of your own?
Yes. Always. I had cats growing up. My parents even used to breed our Siamese cats a few times. So I always had pets. And I had a cat, two cats actually, up until my kids were very, very little, but they both died of old age. And at that point, we just thought, okay, we need a break. It's a lot of responsibility, but... Now the kids are older, and because they can help out, it's good. It teaches kids responsibility and love.
Exactly, exactly. So what do you have next going on? You know, you wrote Teddy, so is it going to be a Teddy 2 or Teddy 3? Like, what do you have going on next?
Oh, there's going to be, like, at least the 9 lives of Teddy. So Teddy first, it's the true story of Teddy, how he lost his ears. And how he maybe, children can relate to it because maybe he felt like he looked a little bit different and his confidence was a little bit low. He just wanted people to love him for who he was. And that's kind of the moral of the Teddy story. But each book will have pet care, you know, a little bit educational points in those as well. So if you were to find a frostbitten cat, you know how to warm it up, thaw him out, and take care of him, and maybe don't let your pets outside when it's really, really hot and really, really cold. So I hope those kind of messages stick with kids. And then book 2 is called Teddy Loves Spaghetti. And again, it's a very true story. I've never had a cat that loves pasta, but this cat does. Yep, he does. It was one of the first, it was the first month we had him. We have spaghetti night. It's kind of our family dinner that we have around the table. And the cat jumped up on the table, and he doesn't. He's normally very well behaved. He waits to be fed, and he's very, you know, respectful. He doesn't go on counters or tables. But when we had spaghetti, oh, watch out. This cat knocked the bowl off the table specifically so he could eat it off the floor.
Oh, my God. That is weird. Oh, my God. I mean, I never knew cat eat spaghetti. That's the first cat I ever known that eat spaghetti. I know my cat, she loves watermelon. But spaghetti is a whole new element, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my.
I didn't even think cats were known for that, but he loves it. Any kind of pasta, actually, macaroni and cheese too. This book is more about nutrition. Just because your cat wants to eat your ice cream and share your food with you, maybe these things aren't healthy for your pet. So maybe rethink sharing your food with them. And here's some alternatives to food-based rewards. And perhaps read the nutrition label for yourself and try to be a healthy person as well and think about what you're putting into your body.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. So is writing kid books is the only thing that you love to do, or are you going to go to a different genre and start writing as well?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm going to stick with Teddy as long as I can, because he has so many lessons to teach us. And he will reveal them to me as time goes on. But even if one day down the road, you know, when Teddy's an older cat, he is a bit of a senior. So if he passes away one day, you know, there's another story of maybe coping with loss. The book number 3 is called Teddy Goes to the Vet. And there are some surprise little things that we found out about this cat on his health journey as well. So I'm really excited for book 3 to come out, actually. And you know, book 4 is called Teddy Gets Adopted. So all of these things happened in true life, and I'm trying to release the books on the same timeline as Teddy revealed these stories to me. And I think I can keep going. I have a list of possible titles of books that could go on and on.
Oh my God. So really, Teddy's an inspiration to you, honestly, because it helps you, like, you know, monitor him and look at him and figure some things out and write it on a piece of paper or type it. You know, nobody writes these days. I don't know. Do you write or do you type?
I type it into notepads on my phone. So I have several different half-written books going on. And then I just try and tweak them, because when I'm telling the story, it's a children's story. So you kind of have to condense it and simplify it into, like, making a lot of words into a simple sentence that children can understand and still convey the messages that I need them to convey.
Awesome.
So it's been fun. And I'm lucky because I have an audience. My house is the flop house for all the kids in the neighborhood, they range from age, you know, 5 to 12, and I will read them the story, and then I can judge their reactions. They're laughing, they think it's hilarious, you know, and they ask questions, which I love. So I'm getting a variety of opinions and reactions from the kids, so they're my little test audience.
That is awesome. So Teddy is the main character of everything. So do you put your kids into the book as well, surrounding Teddy?
Yep, it's a true story about our family. So in Teddy Loves Spaghetti, you will see me and my husband and my 2 kids sitting around the table with Teddy inserting himself in between the kids, waiting for a bowl. And it's all true. So, yeah, we're trying to keep the story as, you know, like on the line of everything that happened. So yeah, we're definitely in the story as well.
Well, I can see your husband now looking at you like, your husband's probably looking at you like, okay.
Even in the story, Teddy has some neighborhood cat friends who ask him some questions about how he lost his ears. Uh-huh. And the tags on the cats are the names of the cats in my neighborhood.
Oh, wow. Look at you. That is awesome. So that is that's real. So everything that you're writing is like a bio, kind of, you know what I mean? You're like keeping it on a real level, and that is so good. Go ahead, Christine.
And so it's a podcast title too. And so the whole reason I started writing these books was because, you know, one, I wanted to get Teddy's story out there because it's a very preventable thing. Animals shouldn't suffer consequences from weather. You know, we know not to leave pets in a car or children in the car. Well, we also need to know not to, you know, put them outside when it's wintertime. And, yeah, I wanted to to tell his story, but because I adopted him, I wasn't really able to foster any other animals, so I wanted to bring awareness to rescue organizations and hopefully inspire other people to be foster parents, especially if you're trying to find an animal that suits your lifestyle. It's a great way to, you know, try out a pet. I know that sounds bad, but you're helping out, you're being a helper, and you get first right of adoption if that animal just fits in with you and your family and you want to keep it.
That is so true. That is so true, because I love my cat, honestly. Like, my cat brings me so much joy, and when she wants to lay down under my arms or lay on top of me, and I'm like, oh my, this is my baby. And I'm a crier sometimes. I'm like, oh, it's my baby. I mean, cats are, you know, I love dogs too, don't get me wrong, but, you know, cats are more easier, especially when you have a busy life, you know. And
absolutely.
Yeah, they can definitely
dogs
maintain.
Are high maintenance.
It's okay. So me going outside when it's raining, it's not going to happen, okay?
100% no, I feel the same way. I mean, I love bringing dogs to the dog park and the community and chatting to other pet owners. I mean, that part I love, but yeah, you know, the dog forcing you outside when it's raining, not my cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea. No, not at all. That is awesome.
Anytime my kids cry, like if my son hurts himself or he just, you know, his sister and him are fighting and he cries, the cat will just come right up to him and start snuggling and nuzzling him. And it's like she really feels his emotions, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that is awesome. I think that what you're doing is awesome. And I think, like, you keep writing. Teddy has so many stories I see, and he's going to show you so many different things as you observe him. And it's going to be awesome, you know, and the family's going to be awesome, especially because you do everything, you keep it real, you know, and
I'm keeping it real.
That's what I'm thinking. So that is awesome. So if anybody wants to buy Teddy's book, I'm going to say it's Teddy's book, not yours. So if anybody want to find your book about Teddy, and if they want to learn how to adopt a cat, how can they find you?
Well, if they Google Teddy Lives With His Ears, the title of the book, all my information comes up. My website is www.christinemilkovic-kraus, which is kind of a complicated name, so I would recommend Googling the book and find my website. You can buy the book through there, you can donate to the website through there, and at the back of the book, actually, there's a dedication to the fostering organizations, and there's a scan code where they can just scan it with their phone and make a donation if they wanted to, or they could search local rescues in their area and maybe adopt versus shop for animals.
That is awesome. And I'm going to tell you, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You are so great. And we're cat lovers, so, you know, we are cat twins. So the thing about it, I just want you to keep doing what you're doing and keep, you know, helping people know the information. Because like you said before, you know, you got kids and you have to take care of them. And that's the same thing with pets. Don't get a pet and don't want to feed the pet or you want to love the pet. Get a pet because you want to show them the same love as you do your own kids, you know? And I feel that they need that.
Absolutely. It is a responsibility. And, you know, there's small lessons that people can learn from their pets and they can get a lot of love in return. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's
absolutely recommend it.
Awesome. But I want to say thank you, and you have a blessed night, and continue doing what you're doing, and, you know, hug Teddy and say, Caramel said this is all the love that you're going to get from her. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And hugs to Chloe.
Aw, you take care, love.
And you too. Thanks, Charlie.
All right, bye.
Bye.